Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. It is a privilege and an honor being on the line once again. We thank you for all those that have emailed us concerning the first blog talk that Prophet Bell and myself did concerning the importance of prophetic development. This is part two of that. Before we get started, I want to do a little bit of brief information on the line. We do have Prophet Bell on the line. And once I do our information, he will begin to open us up concerning prophetic development. First thing I want to let you know that Salt and Fire Prophetic and Apostolic Developing and Training Center is now open. Those that is interested to know more about it, we have the links on the side of our Blog Talk Radio page. Please be, you are free to go on those links. You are free to look at it. Also, we have our YouTube station up, Salt and Fire Prophetic. I believe it's the station number. It's on the side of on the Blog Talk Radio. And any of this information, if you cannot find it on the site, you can always go to itiswrittenministry.com, and you will find a lot of this information on our webpage. And we welcome each and one of you today that is on the line, and we pray that today that this word will be a blessing unto you. We're going to kind of get started, Prophet Bell, on today's lesson. There's some things, though, before we get started, I kind of want to bring out quickly and kind of touch bases on. And as I get started on that, there were some things that people was very interested when we talked last time. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the things they want to know more about was the counsel of the prophet. They enjoyed that, and they want to know a little bit more. So I'm bringing this out so that we can get prepared for more on this. They want us to talk more about the prophet of the counsels of the prophet. They also asked the question, they said, what does it mean that a prophet lives a lonely life? And then is that scriptural? So I'm pretty sure we're going to hit some of this stuff. And they was also interested in more about, of course, that which we're going into more in today about the modern day prophet. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Prophet Bell, and I guess we're going to do a brief recap of what we spoke on. And I pray that this lesson is a blessing to each and one of you.
Amen. First of all, I want to thank God for you, Apostle Tanita, and I'm so glad that this teaching has really brought attention to many, caused them to want to really know more concerning prophetic development, because it is a necessity. As you know, in the first series, we talked about the purpose of prophetic development. We know that it is a necessity that prophets be mentored and that they be raised properly, that they are not to be lone rangers. One thing that stuck with me is the part where we talked about what spirit is resting on you. Prophets must realize that there's a spirit resting on you. In other words, there's someone that should have mentored you, or you should have been mentored by. We find this out from the ministry of Elijah and Elisha, where Elisha was a student of Elijah. We find out how Elisha grew under the leadership of his mentor, Elijah the prophet. And after walking with the prophet and seeing what the prophet did and seeing the prophetic ministry of Elijah, it came time for Elijah to get off the scene. And Elijah saw the power of God operating, and that prophetic authority and prophetic impartation operating in Elijah. And Elijah wanted a double portion, and he received that double portion when the mantle of the prophet fell from him as he was taken up by the chariot. And when he received that mantle, and he hit the Jordan, and the waters divided, the sons of the prophets, who were also students in different schools of the prophet under Elijah, the sons of the prophet, saw far off that after Elijah took that mantle and smote the waters, they said the spirit of Elijah is now resting on Elijah, meaning it was a change they saw. It was an impartation that took place because of the prophet Elijah walking with the prophet and being mentored by him. He began to take on the character. He began to take on the spirit of the prophet. So he took upon the spirit of the leader that was over him. So it's very important for one to be under proper leadership that God has ordained so that they can be properly trained. I had wanted to really hit that because I believe a lot may not fully understand that, but there's somebody's spirit. If you're in ministry, somebody's spirit is resting on you, and if you have not been mentored, if you're out there as a long ranger, whatever office you're in, then someone's spirit is resting on you. If it's not the spirit of a mentor or a leader that God has assigned over you, then there's some self. There's a self-appointed, selfish spirit that one has, but there's a spirit resting upon those that are in ministry. So I just wanted to get that out first of all, because it is prophetic development. It is a necessity. We're living in a time now that it is crucial. It is vital that prophets be knowledgeable, knowledgeable about the God that they serve. Be very knowledgeable and know what he's doing, know what he's saying in this generation, and we have to become connected with one another within the fivefold realm. And within the realm of the apostle and prophet, the foundation of the church, that we can go forth and really equip the body and what they ought to, and the things that they ought to do concerning the work of the ministry, being edified, being maturing, and growing up in the stature of Christ, so that we can mature in the things of the kingdom that we should. But without development, we will never get there. We can quote scripture all day long, but without development, we would not be effective. We would not be effective. I just wanted to point that out.
I want to kind of tag a little bit on what you spoke about, Prophet Bell. A lot of prophets, and I just have to hit this, being one that trained prophets, I come across a lot of arrogance in prophets, and I come against, and I see this often, where prophets do not want to believe nor receive that there should be a spirit rested upon you. There should be the mantle of another prophet, a mantle that is laid upon your shoulders that you carry. A lot of people want to have a self-identity. They want to have a self-anointing. They want to have something very unique and something to stand them out without sitting under development and without being mentored. One of the things we talked on last night was the word pattern. And in prophetic development, the word pattern should be very important to every prophet. You have to pattern yourself. You have to pattern yourself, and a lot of prophets don't want to do that. Instead, they want to mimic themselves. They want to mimic someone else. They want to mimic the prophet they see on TV.
Exactly.
And there's, you know, I've heard prophets that say, they told me I'm going to be the next such and such. And I'm saying, how are you going to be this person and that person don't even know your name? How are you going to take their place in ministry and you never pattern yourself up on them? You never sat up under their feet. You never observed. You don't even have their faith. Apostle Paul said, imitate my faith. You're supposed to be able to have the faith of the ones that you claim you're going to take their ministry over. How can we claim that we're going to be the next prophet so-and-so and take over someone's mantle and that person have not trained and we have no pattern or observation or imitated their faith at all? You cannot. And so prophets, stop lying and prophesying to people telling them they're going to be the next so-and-so. I want to say this, and I hate to call out names, but, you know, the one thing they mainly like to say to a lot of people, and I've got it a lot my own self, and I had to correct those prophets. They said, you will be the next Juanita Bynum. And I tell them that's a lie because I don't even know her.
Exactly, exactly.
We have to stop prophesying lies. We have to stop impregnating people with false hope. And we need to get back to the foundation in the system of Yah. And we do use the Hebrew words on this line, so you will hear us say Yah and Yeshua. Yah is the Hebrew word for Yah, God, and Yeshua is the Hebrew word for Jesus. And so we have to get back to the system of Yah. Am I right, Prophet?
You're right. You're exactly right. And this is why this is so much confusion and misunderstanding in the prophetic realm. There are many that believe and feel that they do not have to sit under authority. They do not. They feel when they receive their so-called call of God, that was it, that totally qualified them for ministry, and they forgot that there is a training process, there's a preparation process, and that process comes through the leadership that Yah has put within the body, and that leadership is the one that's going to get you to the next realm, that's going to help you mature and grow in your office. You won't be able to do it without that leadership. I say this a lot. Saul wouldn't have became king if he wouldn't have met Samuel. If he wouldn't have met Samuel the prophet, he wouldn't have become king. It was not the will of Yah that Israel have a king in the first place, but they wanted to be like other nations. They wanted to have someone to rule over them. Well, I'm going to give some. That's what you want. You want to follow of the prophetic authority that I have already put over the nation, which is Samuel the prophet. You don't want to obey the voice in the earth realm through the prophet that I've set over you. Okay, so I'll let you have a king. I'll let you be like other nations right now, but I'm going to warn you about this man. He's going to treat you roughly. He's going to treat you with disrespect. But this is what the nation of Israel wanted. They did not want the voice of Yah. They did not want prophetic leadership over them. And we find out the results. But at the same time, Saul would have never became king unless he met Samuel. So someone is connected as a prophet. Someone is connected to your prophetic call, to your prophetic journey. God did not send you to do this thing alone. He did not send you to be out there renegade, running about, self-appointing your own ministry, and with no umbrella of authority over you. That's out of order. It's so out of order. The kings were anointed. The priests were anointed. The prophets were anointed. How dare we feel that we don't have to be anointed by leadership and ordained? I dare we have this mentality in the church. I dare we have it. It's time for it to stop. Prophetic development is a must. It's a necessity if you're going to walk in the true office of the prophet, Apostle Tanita. It is a necessity.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We have a prophet that's listening in, and
praise God, praise him.
Amen. And he wrote me and said that's called the parakeet syndrome. I think it's Prophet Campaign. Please don't hold it against me if I say your name wrong. I will rename people all the time. But we thank the Lord for that. And Prophet, continue on praying as we bring forth this word today. I agree, Prophet Bell. One of the things that we are attempting to do, and I, like I said, the office of the prophet have become one of the nastiest office to deal with. Prophets have been so out of order, have done so much in this land, until it's one of those offices that it's going to take the reins of the apostle. It's going to take the apostle to grab those reins and pull it back in alignment. I tell prophets often, and please, I know you're going to get mad, but I'm going to just quote
get
to
mad.
You.
Let them get mad.
I know you're going to get mad. But prophets, you have no business being trained by a pastor.
Uh-oh.
I just have to say that. How many of us claim that we are seed after the own kind, but yet we want to be trained by a pastor who don't understand the function nor the idea of the lifestyle of a prophet? Don't get me wrong. The pastors can teach it by book knowledge, and they can teach it by different things, but if they're not walking in the office of the prophet, they don't understand the life. One of the things that we're doing in church is that we're getting educated. We becoming knowledgeable without life. That's what happened with Eve. Going back, we're still taking on the very curse of the Garden of Eden. There's a lot of people still pulling from the fruit, from the tree of knowledge, and refuse to take the tree of life. And that's what we're doing. We got knowledge without life. And there's a lot of knowledgeable people out here. They knowledge about the office of the prophet. They knowledge about what the prophet's supposed to look like and what the prophet, but they have no life. They have no power within it because they're skipping the very process of prophetic development. They refuse to understand that there has to be a spirit rested upon you, that there has to be a passing down of a mantle, and there has to be a walking in the office. There has to be this. There has to be a Joshua taking over what Moses done. If there was no Joshua, come on, y'all, the office of Moses would be ceased. There has to be someone taking that position. And for some reason, the prophets have gotten so arrogant and they don't want to receive the mantle anymore. They want their own.
That's just a selfish spirit. A self-appointed ministry is not a Yah-ordained ministry because he has divine order and protocol. Look, there's protocol in just about every walk of life. There's protocol in government. There's protocol in our law enforcement. There's protocol in the family, or it should be. There's protocol in the house of Yah. Meaning, he has a structure. He did not just throw stuff together. He put stuff together with purpose and design. I talked about the Hebrew word for counsel meant advice and purpose of design. Meaning Yah has a perfect master plan. He has a master plan. Yes, if he called you, he has a master plan as a prophet for your life. And in that master plan, along the way, there's going to come an awakening and a spiritual awakening that's going to let you know that there's something being birthed in me. I'm looking for something because there's much more that I have to grasp as a prophet. And you're going to grasp it through that leadership, through that seasoned mentor. Look. Prophetic structure, it must come back to the church. It must, because
there's
a lot of things out of alignment. You got prophets prophesying out with no leadership, with no structure, no protocol, out there on their own, and they feel that hey, God is all right with it. No, he isn't. You're out of order. We must get proper development in the kingdom. The fivefold ministry is for the equipping. Look, apostles and prophets, we come together and with the foundation of the church and to develop the body, to bring structure and maturity, stability. There's no stability no more. People don't want to be stable. I want to go here and there. Well, I'm tired of this ministry, so I'm going to go over here. I'm tired of this prophet, so I'm going to go over here. No, you must get stable and stand in a place where y'all can take you to where he wants to take you. We must get stable in this walk, apostle. We must. Prophetic development, I said again, it's a must. Without it, you will be confused. You can prophesy. I tell a prophet this. I don't care if you prophesy with, and you should. I don't care if you prophesy with 100% accuracy. But if you are out of order, it don't mean nothing. If you're not surrendered into authority and under leadership, then you're out of order. You're out of order. It's time for it to change it. And yes, the true apostles is bringing restoration. Is bringing that alignment back. For shaking the spirit of the prophet to wake up. Look, we got to get this thing together. We got to get it together. We messed up too long.
We have.
Now it's time. It's time to bring it together.
You know, I had a vision of wild horses. They were still connected, but the cart was not there. They had the connection, and they was running wild. And as I saw it, Yah saw me, showed me men and people just jumping upon the horses and grabbing the reins. And I asked Yah, I said, "What is this you're showing me?" And he was telling me, he said, "That was the office of the prophet, and it was running wild, but he was establishing the apostles to gather the wild horses." I thank Yah for that, because this is the season. This is the time. Prophets, we need you like never before in this season. We need you in order. We need you developed. We need your ear keen. We need you in a place that you will bring kingdom word here on this earth. Yeah. We need you to speak the very heart of Yah, not our heart. One of the problems I found out, Prophet Ben, I want something you said that someone questioned me on in the email, and I want to make sure we bring that out. But one of the things that I really would love for the prophets to do is to understand that we cannot prophesy man's heart. Often I have seen this. I've been in service, and the prophets, you got to understand, you have the ability to tap in to spiritual realm. You have that ability. You have the ability to tap in into the supernatural realm. And prophets have not yet understood that demonic forces are in the realm as well.
Yes.
They don't comprehend that. And just because you're tapping into that realm, that does not mean you're hearing from Yah.
Yes, exactly. See, and this is where the spirit of divination versus the spirit of revelation comes in. Because divination is when one enters the spirit realm illegally. When I say illegally, through occultic means. And yes, we have some prophets, and you said it last night, we have some prophets that practice witchcraft, that practice the occult.
Mm-hmm.
And as prophets, we must realize our spirit is sensitive. We have Yah has given us the supernatural ability to hear his voice, to see into the spirit realm, to see into the realm of the unseen, to see into the realm of angels, to see into the realm of demonic warfare. And occultic spirits are real, and there are prophets that have illegally trespassed and went into the spirit realm, not by the will of Yah, but by spirits of divination, where they get information imparted unto them, not by the ruach, not by the spirit, not by the breath of Yah, but by demonic spirits, by spirits called familiar spirits that give them information. And they think that this information is prophetic, but it comes through the realm of divination. It comes through the realm of divination because we take the spirit realm lightly. We take the spirit realm lightly, and it's so real. That's why we must stay in the face of Yah. Look, if you're a true prophet, the enemy know it. The enemy know whether or not you're afraid of the spirit realm or the supernatural realm. So I tell, if you're a prophet, don't be afraid of the spirit realm. Don't be afraid of the supernatural realm. But do not pervert it. Do not cross it illegally. You are a prophet of Yah, and you have the ability to supernaturally hear God's voice and to speak from the heart of Yah. You declare what is on his heart, and that's what we must do. Not what I think is on my mind, not what is I think is on my heart, but his heart. What is his heart saying?
Amen. And another danger is we are so busy as prophets, and I've seen it, too busy trying to declare what that person they're ministering to, declare what their heart is saying. And you have to be careful. And there's people that will stand before you, prophet, and they will try to conjure a word out of you.
Yes,
but they understand. understand the spiritual realm, the spirit realm. They understand that there's a supernatural realm. And you will begin to hear from their heart instead of hearing from the heart of Yah. And that is something that you have to be developed in. You have to know the difference. Your ear have to know, because you can begin to prophesy concerning their heart. That is not our purpose. Our purpose is not to go around trying to make people feel good. And I have seen people use the office of the prophet to try to prophesy joy in people, trying to prophesy revelation in them. You are not there for that. Your purpose, prophet, and your sole purpose alone is to prophesy the very heart of Yah.
Yes, yes. And
stop trying to minister in the man concerning what they want. Amen. I'm sorry, prophet. Go ahead.
Yes, and in doing so, in prophesying the heart of Yah, there will be some things that if it be a true prophet, there will be some things that it may make you mad. It may make you angry at the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
It may make you want to get upset at the prophet. So be it. He told Jeremiah, I'll make your face like flint. Look, your job is to tear. Sometimes it's to tear down, to build up, to pluck up that which was planted. Look, to root it out, to go into the heart of Yah and really reveal what he is saying. Look, when I'm going to prophesy, I want to hear what is on Yah's heart concerning this individual, not because they had a bad day and I want to conjure up something just to make them feel good. Trust in the Lord and all will be well. That's surface stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's surface. Go into the heart of God. Go into the heart of Yah and reveal what he is saying about this individual. Because a lot of times, people are far from Yah. They are very far. They're standing in the face of the prophet, and the prophet is saying, I see a house, I see a car, I see wealth, I see a great ministry. But at the same time, these individuals don't know Yah. They don't understand the principles of the kingdom because they don't even know Yah. The prophet is trying to get you to Yah.
Yes.
He or she is trying to turn your heart. That was one of the major jobs of the prophets, was to turn the people's heart towards Yah.
Amen. Amen. You know, prophet, I want to, our time is 4:20. We got 3 minutes, so let's see if we can kind of crunch in some things so I couldn't get as much information in as possible.
Okay.
There was a question, and I want to go ahead and hit that question. They said, what does it mean that a prophet lives a lonely life, and is that scriptural? I want to say something. One of the problems with the today's, you were talking about modern-day prophet, and we were supposed to hit that some. And the so-called idea of the modern-day prophet is, the fact is that they want to learn everything about prophets in the Second Covenant. And we don't say New Testament and Old Testament. We call it First Covenant and Second Covenant.
Yeah.
And in the Second Covenant, they want to learn everything about the prophet in that, not understanding that without the first, without the foundation of the first, you have no foundation of the office of the prophet in you. You have no understanding. One thing I want to point out is that the prophets in the First Covenant were not lonely. They had councils around them.
Yes.
They surrounded themselves with counsel. And the problem with the prophets today is that they've been taught to walk alone. They've been taught to be a lone ranger person. They've been taught to do this on their own. And that's the reason why the office of the prophet is looking like it is today. You do not have your counsel. Where's the apostles that's supposed to surround you? Where are the priests that's supposed to be around you? Where are the prayer partners? Where are they? You are too busy trying to do this thing by yourself, and you're messing it up. Where is the counsel? One thing me and Prophetess Johnson, we were discussing the other day about Prophetess Hudaya. If you go back and look about it, she had a council around her, and that's what made her mighty. That's what made her one of the strong prophetesses in the First Covenant. And those who don't know nothing about Prophetess Hudaya, we would do a strong teaching, because you will not get it just by reading. You have to go deeper in this. But there has to be a council around you, prophet.
Yeah.
Don't you keep a council around you?
Yes, that's true. That is very vital. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friends, meaning that, hey, I need that counsel. Because, look, I have to have accountability. I have to have accountability to someone. I have to have, I should be to a point that I can be transparent with someone. So, and being alone, I can't do this. Look, there were companies of prophets. 1 Samuel 19:20. Every prophet should know 1 Samuel 19:20. It talks about Samuel being appointed over the company of prophets. Meaning they were always, look, the sons of the prophet, plural. I mean, it's others that we need to draw from. There's time that I may be weak and going through something. So, but if I can go to counsel, if I can have the right counsel, it can help pull me out of my dilemma. Instead of just being a loner, it's not scripture. It's nowhere found.
And yet we're teaching people to be lonely. Oh, we are out of time, Prophet Bam. We will do this again. We pray that this was a blessing to each and one of you. We ask that you go on our website, take a look at Salt and Fire Prophetic Apostolic Training Center. Prophet Bell is one of the teachers there, as well as Prophetess Gwen, myself, and others. We also have a YouTube station where you will see Evangelist Jackie, Prophet Bell, myself, Apostle Henry, and others that's part of Salt and Fire Network. We pray that you are being blessed through our segment and that you'll continue on praying for us. Think about looking at our information. Look at the things that we're bringing forth. We are here for you.
Yes.
We have a true, genuine concern about you. Prophet Bell, I don't know how long we're going to stay on before we cut off, but briefly, give them what you feel about the prophetic school.
Well, the prophetic school is an awesome opportunity that those who are in the 5-0 office or they even feel that they may have prophetic giftings, this is a place it can come. This is not a school. No, we don't believe in training people to prophesy. But it is a place of development where you can be develop and grow and mature and go into higher learning of your ministry office, because it is needed. Look, if one wants to become a doctor, they go to school. If one wants to become a lawyer, they go to school. Police officers, they go to school. They go to academies. In the military, you go to boot camp. It's the same way. It's the same way when it comes to being used as a servant of Yah. We must be developed. We must be skilled, Apostle Tanita. We must be skilled in what we do. If we're going to be a prophet, we must be a skilled prophet. If we're going to be an apostle, we must be a skilled apostle, pastor, evangelist, and teacher. And this is what this school offers. It offers to just develop and teach us in the fivefold ministry. I just wanted people to know that.
Amen. Well, we are out of time. We will be back on. This is going to be a continuous series until Yah release us and say enough. We're going to continue this series online. So come back and enjoy us once again. We thank you. And remember, in order to defeat the enemy, it must be written. Amen. Good night.